We're at the InfoAg Conference in St. Louis. With me is Jerry. We're in the John Deere booth. And Jerry, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
My name is Jerry Rell. I'm the Director of Business Development for the Intelligent Solutions Group, which basically is our precision ag arm for John Deere.
We've talked to several John Deere representatives here about different pieces of the John Deere precision offerings, and you're going to give us kind of an overall look at what John Deere, where John Deere is right now as far as intelligent solutions for farmers.
Yeah, Cindy, for the last 20 years, we've been focused on precision ag. That's evolved from the time it really involved steering tractors, guiding tractors, making more productive machines, saving farmers money. That's now evolving more into, I want to continue that component, but now I want all of my machines operating the most efficiently, giving me the most productivity, giving me the ability to have the highest yield that I can get at the best cost management. And then also making easy decisions about using data in my operation, becoming more fact-based, and understanding the implications and the trade-offs of certain decisions. We put all that under the umbrella of John Deere FarmSight, and the strategy is evolving and happening rather quickly here and at the time right now today.
This conference is symbolic of how much precision technology has grown in the last 20 years, and biggest conference ever had to move to St. Louis, and John Deere has been a part of it the whole time, right?
Yeah, and we're a major sponsor, and it is a great way for the industry to learn about precision ag, and like you said, it's grown now. It shows the passion and the interest. You know, in a lot of ways, in today's environment where commodity prices are many times half of what they were 1 year ago, what we're seeing is that's impacting our machinery sales. But the understanding of what precision ag can do for producers today is becoming well enough known, our precision ag technology sales continue to grow.
And what's great about this is, you know, there's so many companies here, but there's a real need for companies to work together for the benefit of the farmers, because you have different pieces, you have different colors of equipment out there, and you just need to be able to talk to each other and interface with all that.
Yeah, and it's a big piece of it is companies talking to each other. But I think as important that is our equipment and our data exchange files also talk well enough. Farmers want something that allows them to do the job. They really don't care as much about the data as much as they want the data to be able to do the job. And so that means that us and everyone else that's here in the industry need to be able to make it easy for them to do so.
I think it was last year at Farm Progress Show that John Deere had a little video that's out there still about the farm of the future. With a guy coming in with his coffee, and he has a screen in there that he touches and puts his coffee down on his desk, and it automatically keeps it warm. How close are we to that Farm of the Future?
So, yeah, that name of that, it's on YouTube, and it's called Farm Forward, and you can search it with Farm Forward John Deere, and it'll come up. And that video was put together in I believe it was late 2011, so almost 3 years now. And at that time, we said, let's call it 10-year vision. And I can tell you that I would say 80% of what that video would show is becoming a reality in the next year or so. There's some of it will never become a reality. It was to spring a little innovation and creativity and thinking, but there will be much more than what that video has shown. I continue to say we probably ought to put another 10-year horizon video out there just for all the industry to get to thinking and stretch our imagination. There's been some great sessions done here by many industry players. I've enjoyed, gotten a lot from it, including the opening by Dr. Scott Shearer and others that really gave us some real critical thinking to consider, because they pose some industry problems that are still existent out there. In some cases, there might be some work being done on, but sometimes they're 10-year visions. So our video, the Farm Forward video, along with some of what's been posed in the workshops here and what the Precision Ag Institute has been able to bring, has, I think, will enable us to continue that creativity and innovation.
A couple of people I've talked to here, when I ask them how did they expect it to be where it is today, they've said that they thought it'd be further along than it is now, that maybe 10 years ago we'd be where we are now. What do you think?
Well, it's adoption of technology is an interesting dilemma or concept. If you look at many different types of adoption, if you look in the consumer industry, microwave ovens or even TVs, none of that happened overnight. And it does take some time. I can tell you this, that the adoption of things that happen that will drive farmers greater value faster, that will happen faster. But even when some of that technology does exist, it's the ability for us and the industry to communicate how that value is realized that's really critical. Now, there's other technology that the value proposition is a little less definite. It's going to take some time for it to be understood. That's going to take, in some cases, 10 years of adoption before it becomes really mainstreamed.
Well, it seems like it's more comparable to, like, well, cell phones and also video recording, how we went through, you know, VHS and then developed along the way. And it seems like there's kind of winners and losers. You see what comes to the top and who makes it.
Well, all those technologies were good, and they were good for their time. And it's one of the challenges in the ag industry is we build equipment that many times lasts 20 years. Most of this technology will not go through that kind of a life cycle. And so the interface of technology with equipment is another piece that we will have to rationalize to be able to say, when we do develop that next generation technology, that it applies to our older equipment, and to some degree provide it as good as a piece of new. That isn't always possible, but that is a challenge with technology evolutions happening much quicker. If you just think about the iPads, there's a new iPads every 8 months based on history. And that kind of life cycle in the agricultural industry would be unheard of.
Right, you can't just go buying a new combine every 8 months.
That's right. And so we expect combines to last many, many hours, thousands of hours. But yet some of the technology around it, it won't necessarily wear out, but it'll be outdated for what the new technology will come on the market afterward.
Right. Okay, well, Jerry, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm very pleased to have Deere here today as part of a key sponsor for the InfoAg here in St. Louis, and that what the industry will see is John Deere leading in many ways to have the right technology that will drive the most money to our customers' bottom lines.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. Here at the InfoAg Conference in St. Louis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.